Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Crown Talking Drum. And in memory of Miss Diane Fink, we will be broadcasting her last broadcast. We send our warmest condolences to her family and friends, and all our love. Again, this is Crown Talking Drum.
Yes, moment of silence for Miss Diane, who was on my show many a time and discussed many a thing and gave many a wisdom. So all praises to the Most High, Heavenly Mother, Yahweh Shai, and we give honor to Miss Diane. So there's so much happening. It's my staple statement, my staple introduction statement. There's so much happening. But tonight, we're going to talk about a couple things. I want to talk about this calendar, and I want to show some things about Europe. But first, I want to start with the hope of Israel. The presumptive evidence that the Aborigines of the Western Hemisphere are descended from the missing tribes of Israel. Okay, and this is just a quick little poem. This is the restoration. It's called the Restoration of Israel. Now, those that have ears that can hear this, hear this. Okay, and I'm gonna give a quick shout out. This is Brother Judah's library. And Brother Big Judah has compiled a massive library on his website that any and everyone can go to and do some due diligence if they choose. And this is one of the books that I wanted to use tonight. Again, the poem is called The Restoration of Israel, and it goes like this. King of the dead, how long shall sweep thy wrath? How long thine outcasts weep? 2,000 agonizing years have Israel steeped their bread in tears. Done hath breath thy trumpets blast. The tribes at length have wept their last. From shore to shore, from sea to sea, heals the glad sound of jubilee. Now earth send forth that ransom host. Immured within thine utmost coast. There rides no glittering chivalry when Judah's banner greets the eye. The world within their heart hath died. Peace-sprinkled blood hath slain its pride. Contrition's pale meat is there, and the rent heart's deep fervent prayer. Long hoarded in earth's wildest track, on burst the living cataract. What adverse power can check its speed by Judah's warrior, lion freed? He heads his host beneath whose wheel back rolls the sea, the mountains reel, king of the free. Oh, not in vain thy lowly pilgrimage and pain. Oh, not in vain arose thy prayer when pressed the thorns thy templars bear. For this glad year of thy redeemed, thy prayer arose, dreamed. What frowning omens shroud the sky? Ye nations quell, ye meek draw nigh. A sanguine moon, a sun's sunk glow, strife, uproar, earthquake, famine, woe. The heir's return hath closed your lease. Where are its fruits, faith, love, and peace? And now expands the auspicious arch to greet the supplant's homeward march. The palm trees wave, and on their gaze, bride-like attire doth Zion blaze. And lo, prophetic scenes unfold, their glories of unwonted mold. Pure seraphs long to see, reserved, O prodigal, for thee. What city is this? What potentate sits there enthroned where David sat, whom glory covers as a robe, whose righteous scepters awes the globe, whom sealed once suffering kindred guard? It is the man whose face was marred, to whom earth's kings shall bend the knee, the weeper in Gethsemane. Down in the dust now, Judah, kneel, for now thy smitten heart must feel. Now shall thy wan cheek burn like flame. There reigns thy glory and thy shame. All praise to the Most High. I thought that was a beautiful restoration, a beautiful commencement to the regathering and coming home of the whole house of Israel. Hallelujah. Now we're going to move over to this. This is the Gnostic Bible. This is Gnostic texts of mystical wisdom form the ancient medieval, the ancient, I'm getting there. Apologize, give me 1 second. This is page 33 in the Gnostic Bible. So I was getting to, so I'm sure. In the Gnostic Bible. Actually, it's page 42 in the Gnostic Bible, but it's 3, but when you're doing a PDF, it's off a little bit, so. Early Wisdom Gospels, again to Israel. O people, to you I call out and raise my voice to all the living. You, the simple, learn prudence, acquire intelligence. You, the foolish, listen, for I have noble things to say, and from my lips will come what is right. Choose my instruction instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold. Wisdom is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire compares with her. I, wisdom, live with prudence and possess knowledge and discretion. The Lord brought me forth as the first of his works, the first of his acts of old. Ages ago I was set up, at the beginning, before the world. I was at his side like a master worker and was filled with delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in the whole world and delighting in his people. Wisdom. Wisdom. Right? So, wisdom. So let's add to some wisdom. So, you know, we talk about history. So history, his story is marred in all types of ridiculosities, okay? And one of them, let me do this one first. This is, we know of Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Ham, Shem, and Japheth, right? Those are the 3 sons of Noah, right? 3 of the 8 people to make it over the Great Flood, right? Okay. So this here is from Jewish history, Bernard Lewis, all right? These people, who it is doesn't really matter. It's what they say. Now watch this. The name Semite comes from Shem. S-H-E-M, Shem, the eldest of the 3 sons of Noah. In the Greek and Latin versions of the Bible, okay, so hold on before I go forward. In the Greek and Latin versions of the Bible, now why are there Greek and Latin versions of the Bible, of Scripture? Forget the Bible, of Scripture. Why would there be Greek and Latin versions of the Bible? See, this is the first form of wisdom, of logic, right? Why would there be Greek and Latin versions of the Bible? Why wouldn't it be in Hebrew? You would think that whoever created it, you would be forced to learn their language. Interesting, okay? So let's go on. In the Greek and Latin versions of the Bible, Shem becomes Sim, since neither Greek nor Latin has any way of representing the initial sound of the Hebrew name. Is it just me, or does that say they didn't know, they didn't have any understanding, so they just created something? They just made something up, all right? That's what they do, right? That's what they do. They make stuff up, okay? All right, so now here we go again. Why did the Europeans count time backwards? So they count backwards for BCE dates when they count dates in ancient history, okay? The dates often appear backwards. For example, circa 30,000 goes from 30,000 to 20,000 BCE. This is because these dates happen before the year zero, and so they count so forward to zero. All right, but there is no zero. They started in one. Okay. Now, what we have to understand is, again, history is their interpretation of it, right? So nothing happened in their mind, in their prideful arrogance, before they, the European, figured out to count days. Now, watch this. So if we use their ridiculous calendar, their Gregorian calendar, okay? And really, before the Gregorian calendar, it was the Julius calendar, but they didn't like the Julius calendar because it was off 10 days. Imagine that. So the original calendar they were using was off. They didn't create the new Gregorian calendar, no, until 1582. So that was after they came to the Americas and dealt with the Mayan, the Mesoamericans, and got a clear understanding of calendars, okay? So let's get into this. So 1 AD, okay, 1 AD, this is what it says. Unfortunately, since the scholars designing the new calendar didn't have the concept of zero, the new Gregorian calendar is calculated to start at year one. So we go directly from December 31st, 1 BC, to January 1st, 1 AD, thereby making all of the easy calculations of date intervals off by one. All right, so it's already off. It's still off since they started. Let me move on. So that's the first thing. Then 1 AD again. Here's where it's all off. 1 AD, the population of Rome swells to 1 million people, a record it will keep for 1,800 years until London reaches that number. So, okay, so Rome is in existence. All right, 1 AD. Rome is in existence. So, I mean, shoot, what about Babylon? What about Persia? What about Medo-Persia? What about Egypt? What about Timbuktu? What about the Mayans? What about the Aztecs? What about the Incas? Their time didn't matter. It didn't matter to them, to these people. It only mattered to them because their time was when Rome's number one, it started in 1 AD, Rome becomes a population of 1 million people. That's when their time began. That's where their history begins, okay? Then 9 AD, the Battle of Teutoburg Forest, 20,000 Roman soldiers under the command of Publius Quintilius Varius in Germany are betrayed by their German allies while in a long convoy line through the Teutoburg Forest. Almost all legionaries are killed. Many years later, Emperor Augustus, desperately needing those legions, went around the palace late at night muttering, "Varius, give me back my legions." Ignorance, betrayal, death. That's 9 years after they started their history. So they begin their history truly after they get to a population of a million, Rome then begins their history with death. But these are the people who somehow proclaimed the good news. I digress. Let me move forward. 12 AD, the supremacy of Latin is complete. The last known escutcheon inscription is carved. Escutcheon. I always mess that word up. Hold on a second. So this is a civilization that was developed by people in Etruria in ancient Italy with a common language and culture who formed a federation of city-states. So this little itty-bitty place is Rome now. Remember, Rome is Italy, okay? So we're not talking the Empire of Rome. We're talking Rome, that little piece in Italy. This is who began it. Began the history that we know of today, right? Okay, let's keep going. Now, from 12 AD to 30 AD, I'm sorry, from 12 AD to 29 AD, nothing happened. They don't even talk about it. But, of course, they were killing each other because this is what they do. They start out killing each other, so why wouldn't we believe that they were killing each other continuously? All right? So 30 to 33 AD, check this out. Christianity is established as Jesus is crucified. So we know that between 12, or let's say 13 to 29 AD, we know Herod. We know all the stuff that was going on. That's the Bible. That's the biblical part that they always leave out about what Rome is so that they can say, oh, Christianity is established, and, oh, we are the ones who established it. They were killing people in that, the nerve to put it in their little timeline, all right? So then 64 A.D., July 18th, in a terrifying week, two-thirds of Rome burned to the ground, and Emperor Nero takes the opportunity to rebuild Rome and claims a huge plot of land to build his new palace complex. Nero blames the fire on the Christians, although some claim the fire was started by Nero to clear the land. He orders the first Roman persecution of the new faith. That sounds like a false flag. Sounds like the same MO they've been doing, like nothing new under the sun. Same thing. They've been killers since the beginning. They've been murderers since the beginning. Murderers like their father, okay? 79 AD, Mount Vesuvius erupts and buries the city of Pompeii and Herculaneum in ash, preserving for modern scholars a window into ancient Roman life. Who cares? Those people, Pompeii and Herculaneum, who cares? But see, because what was going on over in Africa, North Africa, South, Middle Africa, Southern Africa, what was going over in South America, in Central America, in North America, what was going on? See, they don't care about that. This is the beginning of time for them. The beginning of time for them. That's why when they talk about black people, we are of no consequence, so-called black people. We are of no consequence because we don't exist in their time. Okay? And this, okay, so 79. So see why you see how this is going, right? So 30, 64, 79, Mount Vesuvius, and then in 70, see, it's all backwards. It's all jacked up. It's not even in order. In 70 AD, we know what happened in 70 AD, right? After a 6-month siege, the Romans under direction of Titus destroyed Jerusalem, killing 1.5 million Judeans. The gold taken from the temple finances the Colosseums back in Rome. Okay, so let's marinate on that for a second. So they, in 70 AD, you know, we all know about 70 AD, they sacking Rome, sacking Jerusalem, yada, yada. But there's a couple things that went on here now. So they destroyed Jerusalem, killed 1.5 million, probably more, because, you know, they lie about how much death they do. They do a lot of killing, but then they lie about it, about the amount of it. So they then took the gold back to Rome. See, that's huge right there. So again, our gold helped build their civilization. Okay? All right. So then what happens? Here's where it gets tricky. See, because then they want to go 85 to 165, right? Claudius Ptolemy devises a framework of astronomy which will last for 1,400 years. He also calculates pi as 3.8 divided by 60 plus 30 divided by 602, which is decimals, which in decimals is 3.1416666 infinity, an amazing feat for the time. Now, look how ignorant this is. Now, this is ignorant, too, because this is the same thing that they talk about when they talk about their Bible or they talk about their calendar. Remember, 1582, they came into the Americas in 1492, right? So they destroyed Jerusalem, stole all the gold, took all the knowledge. You know, they don't talk about the information that they took. They just talk about the gold. Oh, we took the gold. We ain't taking nothing else. We burned everything. Whatever. Okay? So they took all the knowledge. Then all of a sudden, they give credit to this Roman dude, Ptolemy, and he calculates pi. Coincidental? I think not. It was already calculated. They already had it. Why? Jerusalem already had that. The Judeans already had that information because they took it out of Egypt. Why? Because they built the pyramids. We built the pyramids. So Rome all of a sudden had come up with these people have been killing and stealing and destroying. All of a sudden within 80 years, now they know pi. I mean, this is some ridiculosity. This is wisdom that I'm teaching now, because you have to utilize wisdom to understand the error of these people. If you do not understand the error, or rather, if you do not have wisdom, then you will never understand their error. This is the beauty of wisdom. This is actually the application of wisdom with the knowledge. See, for so long, we were unable to obtain the wisdom. We were able to get the knowledge of things, okay? We knew about a horse and a buggy. We knew about a car. We knew about all this stuff. But we couldn't apply it properly because we had no wisdom. So it's just like now, today, you know, there's a lot of information, a lot of words that are coming up that have always been in our face, these things that have been in our face, and we've been reading them or we've been seeing them, and now we're seeing them from a different perspective because that perspective that we're seeing them through is wisdom. It's just like school. You went through school, you learn A plus B all the way to Z, you know, 1, 2, 3, all the way to whatever infinity number. And then when you got older, you start gaining more wisdom to apply that information. So we're gaining knowledge to be able to apply it to wisdom, or using the wisdom to apply it to knowledge. Hence why we were destroyed for a lack of knowledge. If we don't have knowledge, then we can't gain wisdom. But now that we're getting knowledge, wisdom automatically comes if you are chosen to get wisdom. Because everybody has the knowledge today, but they're just not applying wisdom to it. I mean, all this information we talk about, this stuff is out here, but they're not applying wisdom to it because what they're seeing is themselves. It's all about themselves. Esau, the Edomites, the Horites, Japheth, Ham, all these people have taken all of our history. Because remember, like, this is what the Romans are saying. They left out Ham. They left out Japheth. They're like, all the history is going to begin with us. And we're going to start it in 1 A.D. But wait, 1 A.D., what happened before 1 A.D.? We ain't worrying about 1 A.D. We ain't worrying about what happened before. Matter of fact, we're going to count down to zero. We ain't even going to use zero. We're going to just count down and go right to one. The arrogance. This is, and, you know, people, well, you know, I mean, this is just the way. No. This stuff has to be atoned for. This is what I keep saying. Like, we have to atone for the error. If we don't ever atone for our errors, then we will continue to make the same error. And that's in each individual's walk. That's a Hebrew nugget for each individual's walk. Right? This isn't rocket science. This is not difficult. It's difficult for them because they want to maintain this madness, this false history. Then they go from 96 to 180. They go, oh, Rome has the five good emperors. Blah, 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 blah. Who cares? Okay? Then they go to, it keeps going on all this, you know, Rome's territories to the largest they will ever be. Oh, God, Rome, these people. Then 150, now watch this, because let's go back. 70 A.D., they destroy Jerusalem, steal everything, all the information, the scriptures, the gold. And then this Ptolemy fella, calculates pi. Now watch this. In 135 A.D., Hakaba revolt in Jerusalem against the Romans is finally crushed. Look, the Romans were trying to destroy, going into Jerusalem to take Jerusalem. So they're acting like these people from Jerusalem were bad people when they were protecting their area, just like Rome was doing. But Rome crushed them after 2.5 years, during which the Judean state had home rule and a resumption of animal sacrifices. 580,000 Judeans were killed. So now we're at 2 million, you know, were killed in the restoration of Roman rule. And the city of Jerusalem is reduced to rubble. Emperor Hadrian does not allow the Judeans to return to Jerusalem and renames the city Aelia Capitolina. The Judeans will not have political control of Israel. And it's not Israel. They will not, and I will read it properly. The Judeans will not have political control of Jerusalem again for 1813 years. And why do I say control of Israel? Because Israel is the whole nation. Judean or Judah is the southern kingdom. But these Gentiles always want to act like it's all because this is, they only knew of the three parts. These people, you think these people were seafaring? I mean, this is their history. It doesn't say nothing about, listen, we were on the seas, we were sailing the seas, we were rolling on the sea. No, doesn't say nothing about that. The only way that they could get around things was horse, cavalry, walk. That's why it was an amazing thing. And see, what's interesting is, let me see, stop before I say that. It doesn't say nothing about Hannibal. Yeah, nothing. Yeah, nothing. See, this is why you got. But anyway, I digress. Okay, so they crushed Jerusalem in 135. Okay, then in 150, all of a sudden, the Greek mathematician Ptolemy Polygons like Archimedes estimates pi to be 3.1416, which is amazingly close to 3.1415926. See what I'm saying? How is it that people who didn't have any understanding? Now, remember, in 12 A.D., these fools just had the supremacy of Latin. It says the supremacy of Latin is complete. But yet now they're talking about they know pi. The precision, and the funny thing is so what? They calculated off of after they stole a bunch of information, they figured it out. Okay? They didn't build anything. See, if they took it and built a pyramid using pi, that might be something. Then maybe it could be construed that they had intelligence outside of killing. But they didn't build anything. We know that. They didn't build anything using pi. Pi is used as a mason builder, a master mason builder. These people were not it. They didn't build anything. That's why it's funny. They always talk about the seven wonders of the world, and they use it. They didn't build anything. None of that stuff existed but in the minds of the Gentile, par with the other ancient civilizations, and they weren't. I mean, this history is showing you. This is the timeline of their history. I mean, it just goes on. I mean, I can't even read anymore. It's so disgust. I'm so disgusted by listening, by reading their madness and keeping everybody else in the world out. You know, they talk about here in, let's see, where is it? In 378 AD, they're talking about Mayan envoy, fire is born. A small Mayan city-states and launched the Mayan golden age that were endured for five. So they're saying that the Mayans didn't create anything until, you know, they didn't have they didn't have any understanding until 378, which of course is 378 years after these people came up in 1 AD. It's asinine. It really is. I mean, and the logic of it isn't even fathomable because the Mayans built pyramids and civilizations. The Greeks and the Romans did not. All of their so-called ancient structures are rubble. And wouldn't that be karma? Isn't that karma? I mean, they went around they went around the three parts, destroying and making everything rubble. And now here in the modern age in 2022, we look back on their civilization in the medieval times in 1 AD, not even ancient, because again, 1 AD is not ancient times. So they didn't build anything. Oh yeah, we know. They burnt down Rome, and then, you know, that dude Nero decided to build a big old – but that's all – that I've mentioned to say I don't believe that either. I don't believe nothing these people say. Their history is full of lies. Full of it. And so this is funny. A monk called Dionysius Exiguus, early 6th century A.D. No, let's go back to 6th century A.D. So remember, 1 A.D., their timeline goes from 1 A.D. and then it jumps to 9 A.D., okay? But somehow, in the early 6th century A.D., invented the dating system most widely used in the Western world. Again, they're telling you that it was used for them. For Dionysius, the birth of Christ represented year 1. He believed that this occurred 753 years after the foundation of Rome. So let's go back to our little world map. 753 years. Let's see something. Let's see. Let's get to 700s. So they don't even have 700. They don't even have that on the time. They go from 732. Guess what they were doing in 732? Battle of Tours. Charles Martel stops a Muslim army and the Muslim advance into Western Europe. So they were killing again, right? So they're saying 753. Was it 753? Yeah, 753. So in 775, now see, this is 775, the Saxon king Offa of Mercia introduces a coin named sterling 240 sterlings make 1 pound of silver. This will be the future currency of the Bank of England. In 793, the Vikings start routinely raiding Ireland. So, I mean, you see what I'm saying? Like, so what, okay, so 750, so for Dionysus, the birth of Christ represented year one. He believed that that this occurred 753 years after the foundation of Rome. See, they're all off. None of it makes sense. This is why everything has to be brought back in balance. This is why the remnant of Israel has to be upright. We have to be righteous. We have to recognize what it means to walk the walk. That's what Christ came back to do. He came back to show us, hey, this is how you're going to have to do this. You see those ignorant Pharisees over there and Sadducees? Don't pay them a mind. Browbeat them. Use their words against them. Because in the last days, they're going to be so busy trying to deceive themselves that you are going to be all right. You will have salvation, right? I mean, he's coming back for us. I mean, salvation is of Israel. But, you know, they put in there, salvation is of the Jews so that they can say Jewish. This is that crazy wordplay that these people, these Gentiles, have used and are using on the psyche of our people. Because it's all about us. It's just like black. Okay, you want to say we're black, right? Okay, fair enough. We're black. So tell me. Where is this black land from? Where are we from? Where is a black land from? Where are we from? Oh, crickets. They don't want to touch that because they can't touch it. Because to touch that would show that they are foolish. It would just show. It would show, oh, well, you know, I mean, we don't really know, but we think it's in Africa. But, you know, it's in Africa. Where? What nation? There's nations. Africa is a continent. What nation is blacks from? Since that's who we are, what nation? Still won't touch it. Crickets. See, this is the logic we have towards these people now, because their logic is still stuck in supremacy. Okay, so for them to tell us that for us to accept being black, as they call us, allows them to maintain their supremacy over us, because white supremacy is only supreme over black, not supreme over Nigerians. It's not supreme over anyone that knows who they are. Black. So if we said, well, shoot, I ain't going to be black. I'm going to be African-American. Where is that continent? Oh, shoot, that's two continents. That's two continents. So where are we from? Well, you ain't an Israelite because you ain't born in Israel. You black. You're American born. Okay. So now I'm an aborigine and an aboriginal American Israelite. You're crazy. And Kanye West needs to be damned to hell for saying what he said. What? Why? If Kanye is wrong, prove him wrong. Not with emotion, but with facts. See, for so long, they have had us underneath them because we thought we were black and they were superior, that they didn't have to prove anything to anybody, not even themselves. They could just say whatever, they could just walk around the street and just say whatever they want to say, accuse, do whatever they want to do, however they want to do it. Now we get to say those words. Prove it. Today it's about proof. The proof is in the pudding. And for them to keep calling us by a byword will be the death of them. It will be the demise, destruction of them. Because the whole point is to know. The point is for us to know who we are, so that those ignorant fool Gentiles can figure out who to cleave to when the going gets tough. See, they're not going to be able to cleave to Biden. Matter of fact, how's that working out for everybody who voted for him? They ain't going to be able to cleave to Biden, Pelosi, any of the Dixiecrats, nor the Republicans. They're not going to be able to cleave to them. Those people will already be destroyed. Shoot, they're being destroyed as we speak. I mean, think of it like this. If it were me and I'm playing the Art of War, and I got Washington, D.C. over here talking smack to me, well, the first thing that I would have to do is take out Washington, D.C., right? I mean, what the hell is this? Is this rocket science? Are we trying to figure out, are we going to be Ptolemy and figure out pi again? I mean, this is easy. They're going to be running to the rocks, but the rocks will be falling. They're going to be wishing the rocks fall on them after the whoop-ass that they're going to receive for all of these lies. Like, this is the deception. Christ said, and his boys, the disciples said, Master, when will we know the end? He said, whoa, don't even worry about knowing when the end is. Just make sure that when the end comes, you are not deceived. That was the first thing he said. That was the poignant point of him explaining how the end will occur. Make sure that no one deceives you, first and foremost. So the deception is these lies of history, these lies of colorization. Oh, you're black. I'm white. See, for us to understand how this, and before I even say that, I mean, they want to talk about, also they want to talk about the Neanderthal and the Denisovian man, okay? They want to act like this Neanderthal was before the flood and all that. But shoot, we got caves over there in the Caucasus Mountains that show the Neanderthal stuff. But they want to say that, oh, the Neanderthal was way before the flood, yada, 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 okay? Well, I would venture to say that is incorrect. That the Neanderthal and the Denisovian man are characteristically connected to the Horites, whom Esau made it with. All of the history has to come out. See, we have been done a great and great grave in justice. A great grave in justice. And we've been done so physically and spiritually. But the beauty is, spiritually, we now get to see again. We get to see in the dark now. We get to see who, because it's been dark for us. We've been blinded. And now we get to, our eyes are open enough to see who's been leading us. Shoot, not even just who we are, who is leading us. We were unable to see that before. Now we get to see it. They crying about the midterm. I keep getting blown up. Can we make sure you get your vote in for the midterms? It's important. Okay. Or I just hang up. Coming from restricted calls. Trying to make sure that, because they know their time is up. The blacks, as they say, are done fooling with them. We're done. We're done with this vote? What in the hell reason would I have to vote for any of these demonic, degenerate, ignorant, foolish people who want to lead or be leaders of the Gentile civilization? What do I look like doing that? I'd be a fool. I mean, literally, I'd be a fool. I said 4 years ago or 2 years ago, I said, we do not need to vote. We need to not vote. If we stop, if the Negro just stop voting, everything changes. I said it then. I said it when Trump was running. So it was, what's that, 6 years ago? Stop voting. This is a complicitness in the wickedness that these people do. Whenever we cast our vote, we're casting our lot. We are on the hook just like them. So hell to the no. I'm done. I've been done. Matter of fact, I ain't voting for these people. These people are crazy. They think that I'm going to get up, go over there, waste my efforts and my time to vote for some devils that I have never, that has never me in mind. That has never me in mind. Never. Oh, no, it's not true. You know, we're going to do this and just. Nah, you're liars. You're lying. Because your track record is you blow smoke and then you don't do nothing. You talk big, and you don't do nothing. The track record is the same thing they do with their wars, but now they're going to be forced to do something. Just like if many of us don't vote, they're going to be forced to do something. You know, war is profitable to these people, and it's going to take the whole populace to turn on them. And that's not going to happen because a large part of the population – around the world is in bed with military. Listen, I don't care if you want to be in the military, you want to go kill, steal, and destroy for these devils. That has nothing to do with me. But don't be crying when things ain't going right. Don't be crying. Well, I got into it so I can go to school. Okay, baby, I ain't worried about that. That's good. Okay, you did what you had to do. But you got consequences coming through now. See, this is the whole thing. We don't get a pass if we're not doing righteous deeds. We don't get a pass. We get a pass if we're doing righteous deeds and we just get caught up. Yeah, we get a pass. Shoot, that's righteous. That's justice. And there's no, unless they draft, well, you got to, it's a draft. You got to now be drafted. Now, see, that's being caught up. But shoot, me going down, going, listen, I want to go into the JAG program. I want to get this. You know, I want to be in this division over here. I want to do some shooting over there. You know, I want to do this. I want to wear my black shoes. I want to shine them. You know, I want to do this. I want to do that in the military. Here's my signature. Me signing up is being complicit with them. Is being complicit with them. It says nothing. You ain't caught up. Because you walked yourself down, drove yourself down, took the bus, you transported yourself down to be part of that. Now, why am I going off of that? Because Rome murder. It's what they do. It's what they do. I went through the, you know, from the 1 AD, you know, shoot. They were killing in 1 AD. They were killing in 9 AD. You know, it's all about soldiers. 9 AD, 20,000 Roman soldiers. This is about soldiers. This is about them killing. This is not about life. This is not about righteous rule. And the arrogance is that they want to act like they're doing righteous things. They aren't. And we know this now. Our eyes are open. We're able to see this. You got so many people always crying and complaining about, well, I got to get mine. I mean, my babies and they're just, listen, I feel for you. Didn't Christ say, I feel sorry for those that get stuck in those days? I believe in Christ. Okay, fair enough. Good. Okay. Not my problem either. No, you guys ain't. You guys are just black.
Well, okay, fair enough. We're just blacks.
I mean, at some point, somebody's got to take responsibility for themselves and ask the question. How are we just blacks that built this country? Built it. We built it because we'd already built it. It was already ours. They came, burnt some stuff up, destroyed some stuff, built over some stuff, and then said, we want you guys to build our stuff as slaves. You know, involuntary relocation. That's what slavery is. So if they were righteous and doing the right thing and all things, and they were good people and Christianity is true and all that madness and Jewish is true and Hebrew, I mean Hindu and Muslim and all that's true, then why nobody came to our aid? How come nobody wants to acknowledge or talk about slavery? Why are they always trying to change up the name of it? Involuntary servitude. Why everybody want to be part of the Me Too and talk about, well, shoot, Me Too, my people went and still came. So when did your people ever become three-fourths of a human being? When? I've said this before. Captivity is of Israel. Always. This is the history of Israel. This is why they don't want to tell you what was going on in Babylon, in Assyria, Medo-Persia, in Egypt. They don't want to do a history of that, because if they did a history of that, it would show that Israel was from the beginning, first of all, okay? Well, the seed of Israel, because Israel is Jacob, so it would show that the Israelites were always in captivity. And that's why they had no qualms about putting Judah, the southern kingdom, in captivity over in Europe in the three parts. Because don't forget, the Arabs, they had us in captivity too. They had a huge slave trade of our people. But yet somehow Muhammad is our boy. Get the boob out of here. Ain't none of them our boys. Ain't none of them. We are boys. We got to be our boys. We got to take back our history. Take back our father. Take back our inheritance. And take back our land. And that's only going to be done by knowing who we are. Once we know who we are, white supremacy, because white supremacy, as I said, is based solely on black inferiority. So when we take back our superiority of saying we are Israel, that supersedes white supremacy. White supremacy is done. We get our land back. That's what's happening now. Shoot. They're saying after 400 years, we leave with great substance. That could be everyone leaving, coming back to the Americas. But, you know, many of our Negro brethren want to talk about we going back to Africa. And I'm saying, why would we all go back to Africa when this land here is ours? It was ours from the beginning. There's no people. It's so funny because if you look at the Native Americans, who they say Native Americans today, they're white. They so-called white people, and or some mixed, miscegenated people, but they're not red. They're white. They're pink. They're not red. We're red. We're ruddy. This is the arrogance of the Gentile. Shoot, you niggas ain't jack boom. You niggas don't amount to nothing. You niggas ain't never been nothing. We've been everybody. We've been everything. We're even God. Look at this picture that we drew. You guys weren't in the Bible. You niggas don't mean nothing. Y'all are Ham. Okay, well, how come Ham ain't asking for us back? Oh. Well, we don't know who you niggas are. But wait, you go to the moon. I mean, you niggas are, I said, you niggas is black. And you know what? We're just white. Let's just leave it at that. No, let's not leave it at that. That's your interpretation of it, not mine, not ours today. This whole conniption is based and built on lies. And they would do good to leave Kanye's madness alone. That's like the Most High playing a little game of, you know, playing. He's still playing chess. He just laid out a little pawn out there and said, let me see if these fools are going to attack them. If they attack them, take them down. That's easy pickings. Let me go after Kanye. That's why you don't see none of them talking about. I mean, because what was the other dude? Golly. That other brother who said, who married Mariah Carey. I don't remember his name. Something. I don't remember his name. I don't even look at that brother, but I think he's whack too. But he said it. Him and Professor Griff, they say it. And then he wanted that money. And they said, we need to get a rabbi to give you a history lesson. Nigga, we need to bring a rabbi in here to give you a history lesson to tell you that you niggas ain't Jack Boone. And it's like, wait a minute. Why do I need a rabbi to tell me who I am? I thought that I was who I am. Nah, you niggas ain't Jack Boone. Boom. And I'm saying to myself, you see, this is why everybody's going to pay. And this is why they're going to be running around here in a few months, with that look on their face, wondering what in the hell has just happened. Stock market's ablaze. Fire. Bank of England struggling. Got to pay everybody. Everybody got to pay me back now. Hope over there talking about I got to get my money back at my bank. While Biden's dumbass is got the machine rolling. Roll it. I said, just let it fall where it may. Burn that money. Put it in there. Let it spin all day and night forever so we can get his money to Ukraine. While the rest of my country, my nation, struggles. See, and I agree with Sister Pat. I agree. What's about to happen is these cats that are, you know, in that middle upper, lower upper class, middle upper class, they about to feel this pain. And, you know, we going to be okay because we already felt that pain. And many of us haven't felt it to the degree that our parents felt it. But our parents feeling it made us feel it spiritually, soulfully. And many of us individually had tough times before these days, before 2019. We were on tough times, shoot. Struggling. All of a sudden, shoot, credit score is now 800. I mean, shoot, what the hell is going on here? I ain't even do nothing. Debts are being paid. Money's being given and had. Smiles are on faces. Peace is in the spirit. For Israel. While everybody else struggling, oh, I can't believe that this is happening. I can't believe that. I mean, every time you look on TV, somebody killing somebody, I mean, they just pumped up, what's his name, Jeffrey Dahmer. They made a movie out of, how is this a righteous society to make a movie about, making a movie about cannibalism? And it becoming like a number one show. See, that's why I can't. I have no longer been able to suspend my disbelief with anything on their television. Nothing. I can't. I look at it, I go, that's ridiculous. really, like, this is a, okay, so then I can already see that somebody's going to be laying down with somebody. Oh, God, here we go. They're going to lay down with this person will lay down with that. Oh, my goodness gracious, this is ridiculous. Oh, and then I can already see, oh, that dude's going to die. He got to die. They're going to show some killing. And now it's just about how grotesque a killing can they show. But yet somehow it's a Christian nation founded on it. Founded on religion, religious freedoms. But when I say, hey, I'm an Israelite, oh, hell no, you're not. Well, wait, what about religious freedoms? Nah, not for you niggers. Remember, I told you, you niggers ain't shit. Well, wait. I thought hypocrisy. What does the Most High hate? Hypocrites. It's going to be a tough time on these people. It's going to be a tough time. But the joy and beauty of it all is that we get to see it and we get to know it to be true. Why do we get to see it? Because our forefathers are screaming out for justice. So we want justice. They want justice. Their spirits are going through us. Yeah, all the calamities are going to happen to these people. It's going to happen to them mentally. It's going to happen to them spiritually. It's going to happen to them physically, okay? Two-thirds. It's going to happen. But the beauty is that's two-thirds. That's not the whole. So there's a third of the population will be saved. That's the good news. And a large majority of that one-third will be Israelites. Again, good news. The Gentiles are going to have to cleave to Jacob. Jacob. In order to obtain salvation. So, I mean, that's good news. I just sit back and I go, well, you know, if people don't want to acknowledge one, you know, people, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. I can prove it. No, I don't want to hear you. I don't want to see you. I don't want to know your proof. What? You just said that I can't prove, but I tell you I can prove it, and now you don't even want to acknowledge the proof? See, that's that whiteness. That's that white-itis. That's that superior, that superior ego. Well, I need proof. Here's the proof. I'm not accepting your proof. Well, who gives you the right not to accept the proof after you ask for it? My whiteness does. Well, to hell with your whiteness. Fully on your whiteness. So this righteousness that's here is only for a few. Everyone's going to have their day. Everyone. You know, everybody chasing after the first resurrection. Just chase after eternity. Chase after the Father. Don't be chasing after the resurrection. If you chase after the Father, you'll find salvation. You'll find comfort. Just what you need not do is chase after them Gentiles any longer. If they say go, you stop. If they say left, you say I'm going right. If they say go up, you say I'm going down. If they say yes, you say no. If they say no, you say yes. If they stand still, you keep moving. Because this is not their turn. Their turn is over. They're the ones that's supposed to be walking around in a stupor, and that's going to be some of our people too. A great stupor is going to befall them, and it has befell them. They know not what to do. And because of their inherent wicked ways of kill, steal, and destroy, they're going to be after you to kill, steal, and destroy you. That's why you got to make moves. You got to keep moving. Keep moving. You got duck and move, spot of her. come up around her. Because it's got to go down. It's got to. We've been praying for it. We all want it. We're tired of listening to it. As an Israelite man, I'm tired of the docile nation or the docile nation I'm tired of seeing and having to feel docile or seeing effeminate brothers in this world. I'm tired of that. I want real men. I want to deal with men of God, men of the Father, men who are setting the proper example, men who crave righteousness. See, that's what we're missing, because the Gentiles, they crave wickedness. And all we've ever had to look up to was their ways. So today when we say, well, no, I'm doing the right thing, I'm trying to treat you right, they can't understand that because they are riddled with wicked agendas. So when a righteous man comes, all they can do is kill it. I mean, shoot, they killed Christ, talking about Christianity is established as Jesus is crucified. It should say Christianity, our Christianity is established after we killed Yahusha, after we murdered that man. But no, they don't want to talk about that. They want to act righteous. And their whole history stinks of wickedness. And somehow we're supposed to sit back and want to continue to be part of that. Well, you be part of that if you want. That's your prerogative. Me, I'm fighting a good fight because I might as well fight the side of righteousness and be done with this madness. You know, all the knowledge in the world that we got right now is keeps saying, hey, these people foolish. And didn't they say, you know, I'm going to put a foolish nation over you? So, you know, this is just where we are. You know, this is where we are. This is where we are. So, I must bring it to an end. So, 2,000 years ago, they talk about the Sumerians from 2,000 years ago. But wait. None of that's on their timeline. None of that connects to their timeline. Right? Because we're in 2022. So 2022. But somehow all the numbers got jumbled up, and 2,000 years ago, the Sumerians were around. But wait, I thought at 1 AD, the beginning of time, was the white man, was Rome, Western civilization. You know what I'm saying? This is why we are at the precipice of our full awakening, because their full dumbing down, or rather I feel like this, because their fullness of lies, Israel will be blind until the fullness of the Gentiles come in. So the fullness is the fullness of their lies. And the fullness is where we can't take anymore. We're done. I can no longer eat on the fullness, on the lies of the Gentiles. I can't. It's like Big Levi was talking about, and I had to look it up, and it's true. I'm from the area. I grew up in Maryland, but Delaware, they had shrimp attacks. Yep, you heard me right, shrimp attacks. Shrimps, delicacies that they love to eat, shrimp attacks, manatee shrimps. I mean, they look like shrimps, but they got claws, and they'll attack a fool. So they get in the waters in Delaware on the east coast, getting attacked by shrimp. You can't even make this stuff up no more. You can't even make it up anymore. I mean, is that not the Most High messing with their mind. The thing that they love to eat, that they spend a gazillion money on, you know, dollars on, is attacking their ass. Think about that. That's crazy, man. That's crazy. That is crazy. I wouldn't even believe it if I didn't read it myself. Full circle. In 1582, Pope Gregory VIII introduced his Gregorian calendar. Europe adhered to the Julian calendar first, implemented by Julius Caesar in 46 BC. Here we go with these ridiculous names, these numbers and these letters, since the Roman emperor's system miscalculated. And watch this. This is what I'll be talking about. Since the Roman emperor's system miscalculated the length of the solar year by 11 minutes. B.S., 11 days. The calendar has since fallen out of sync with the seasons. But these people are godly. These people, these Roman Gentiles, are the most intelligent people in the world ever, ever. Julius Caesar, their first degenerate Gentile whoever leader, miscalculated something. Wait. If you're the descendants of Abraham, right? If you are from the lineage of Shem, right? Then you would have gotten that information downloaded to you by the Father, really given to you by Noah, who would have gotten it from Enoch. This is what I mean. History's a hell of a drug. We got to get away from it. It's just like it's methamphetamines, it's history. Their history is methamphetamines. Makes you crazy, obese. It'll kill you. It'll kill you. These people, man. Just making sure that I have and everything I wanted to say out, and I believe I'm almost there. Let me see something here. Let me read this. This is also out of the Gnostic Bible, and this is the Gospel of Thomas. Okay. What is this? Always. Goodness. Yeah, this is the Gospel of Thomas. And this is what Christ was saying to his students, okay? Because Thomas was also with them, you know. They ain't going to talk about Thomas. You know, doubting Thomas, you know. Thomas is English muffin, you know what I'm saying? So this goes to, at the end, who they're going to be cleaving to. It says the students, I'll start at 11 and go to 12. It says, Yeshua said, this heaven will pass away and the one above it will pass away. The dead are not alive and the living will not die. During the days when you ate what is dead, you made it alive. When you are in the light, what will you do? On the day when you were one, you became two. But when you become two, what will you do? The students said to Yeshua, we know you will leave us. Who will be our leader? Yeshua said to them, wherever you are, seek out Yaakov, the just. For his sake, heaven and earth came into being. All praises to the Most High. All praises. All praises to the Most High. The Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Yaakov. Wherever you are, speak out, Jacob, the just. For his sake, heaven and earth came into being. So he's saying, Yeshua, Yahweh Shai, is saying, better find and cleave to the house of Israel, because it was them that all this was made. You get it? You got it? Good. This is my show. We talked about much, but this is the historical ramifications of the white man. Here's what it is. They want to be white? Let them be white. It's not, we ain't being mean. I'm not calling them white like they call us black. So this is the ramifications of it. I hope this lesson came across with edification and understanding. I know that the Most High wanted this to come out because he had me say it. This had nothing to do with me. Until the next time, shalom.